you have the Seder of the Asiyas HaMishkan and the Nyan Vavayis HaMikdash. So you have the divide between Truma and Tetzaveh as far as the Big Day Kahuna and the Mishkan itself. And that divide is, that's very understandable. It's very, very different. Lamais in Truma itself, you also have a division that's a little more subtle. You have a division between the Kalim, the Kleya Mishkan, and you have the Mishkan itself. The first thing the Torah does is it speaks about the Aron, the Shulchan, the Menorah, and then it has the Mishkan. The Mizbeach comes in the middle somewhere because it's talking about the Chatzah. It also has the Mizbeach first and then the Chatzah, but you find it split between Kalim and Mishkan. You have the same thing. The Pasuk says, "Kechol Hashkini Amara Oischa Eistavnis HaMishkan VeEistavnis Kol Kalim VeChein Tasu." So it says the Mishkan and the Kalim. So you see that the Torah itself splits the Mishkan between two halves, the Mishkan itself and the Kalim as being two subdivisions. You find later on the famous Chazal that Moshe Rabbeinu had a vikuach with Bezalel about which should come first, and it was Mishkan versus Kalim. In the Pasuk itself, it says Kechol Hashnimar Oischa Eis Tavnis HaMishkan VeEis Tavnis Kol Kalev. So it says Eis Tavnis Kol Kalev. There's some sort of a ribui that all the Kalim HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him at Sinai. L'chura could have said Tavnis Kalev also. So there is a little bit of a diuk here that Tavnis Kol Kalev. It could be just a ribui because Mechain Tasu, it says if the level become destroyed, you'll also have to do it the same. It could be just a ribui that you are not allowed to make any kli in any way separately. But it's definitely two halakim. There's Tavnis HaMishkan, there's Tavnis Kol Kalev. Each one is a separate subunit. And we'll try to understand what's the manifestation of Ashuas HaShchina in Mishkan, and the manifestation of Ashuas HaShchina and Kalim. Chazal, the famous Chazal over here, where Chazal speak about the Inyan of the Mishkan. So Chazal say over here two types of Misholim.
Misholim?
That are Ke'ilu Dugmos of what the Mishkan is, Bebchinas Bayis. So one Moshel Chazal say, a Moshel Melech that had Bas Yechida, someone came and took him, so Bigish Lech Al-Aretz of Little Ishtoi, Amalei Bitash Hasatad Yechidas Hi, you're taking my only daughter, Lifash Menei Niyachol, I can't separate myself from it, Loi Melech Al-Titlo Niyachol, I can't tell you not to marry her, Lefishi Ishtecha, Elezu Toiv Aseli Shekol Mokom Shatahoylich, Kitanechar Aseli Sha'odah Atzlechem. Put down a kito in there that I'll live there. Sheri yochol aniachas biti. So, kachom HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yisrael, nasatachem asat teira, lifa shemen eni yochol, loyma lechem al titlu eni yochol, eluchol mokum shatolchem bayi secher asuli, sheodah besoich Hashem v'asuli mikdash. The mashal, and the nimshal are both very difficult. First of all, the nimshal is obviously hard to understand. What exactly is the nimshal here? Kilu, what are the two ifanim of giving the Torah? But let's skip that a minute. In the mashal itself, what exactly happened here? Did the king move in with his daughter and son-in-law? Obviously not. That's what it says. I can't tell you that you shouldn't take her. So Bal Karchach, he didn't move in with them. Secondly, what was the problem in case he comes to visit them? He doesn't have where to stay. There's a lack of hotels. There's a lack of places for him to stay. The king. What exactly is the problem here? He's not moving in with them and living with them. He's just that in case he visits, he's going to have a place where to stay. That's the problem. The king didn't have where to stay when he came to visit his daughter, and the nimshal klapi, the klapi akadosh baruch hu, is zikha hafla fellow. What exactly does it mean? We're taking her, and is akadosh baruch hu moving in with us? Kaviyochel, is akadosh baruch hu needs a place to stay? Kaviyochel just doesn't. It's the nimshal here is ployedik. What is exactly the nimshal? Balakoponim, the Chazal listed as being a bias. That's what it is. It's a bias, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a kitanachas that we're adding to our bias. A second Lashon Chazal, that a second description that describes the relationship of the Mishkan as a bias, it says, Ani yeshena v'li bi'er kol doidi doifek, pischel yachoy sir ayosit, Pasuk Sheashir. So it says, "Akadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Yeshen Ma'isa Egel V'Li Be'er V'Akadosh Baruch Hu Martik Olai Hevei V'Yichali Truma." So Akadosh Baruch Hu is banging down and asking that we build Truma to be Mechapa Nechata Egel. Pischil Achoy Sira Yossi Ad Mosai Eyem Is Halich Poloi Bayis. How long can I go around without a house? Shereishenim latol elasuli mikdash v'lo eye b'chutz. You should build a mikdash that I shouldn't be b'chutz. So you have another knach in the inyan of bias that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not be kavyoch b'chutz. There's a b'china that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mahalich b'loi bias, and then there's a b'china of ke'ilu the it's a bias to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not b'chutz. So we're going to have to understand what exactly is this nekuda of chutz and bias klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to start with a goyin over here. The goyin is the goyin himself is on a pirush of his on the Zaya, but There's a goyin on in Sheashim, and he says be'emes the main hashroas shchina was betoich Levi Yisrael, rak sheim tzrichim mokum miyuchod liskanis yachad, but they need a place where to come together, and that's why Eretz Yisrael is the place where shroas shchina is. But you need everybody in Klal Yisrael together. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu made the Mishkan. So he's explaining the Beshach, but if Vosul Migdash Chanti Besoichem, the Goyin is kind of has a little bit of a kasha here. If Veshachanti is Besoichem, what's the Pshat Vosul Migdash? It says you need a place for it to get together. But it's not clear, the Goyin, because what does that mean? It's Ki'ilu Be'etzim, 99% of the Ashur Sashchin is already there in Klal Yisrael. But Lemaisa, if you don't have you need like a meeting place, an assembly place for everybody to come together. So Beis Hamikdash and the Mishkan happens to be just the meeting place of all the shareholders in Ashuras Hashchina. It's kilu. It's a very very side function. I mean that's the lashon lechur. Shrias Hashchina hoyse b'seich levi so rak shem tzrichim mokum miyuchod liskanes yachad. So it's coming to be memayit and to say that all the Beis Hamikdash is just like a meeting place for everybody, for all the Ashuras Hashchinas to get together. Very, very hard to understand like that. The key to it is there's a very, very a very deep goyin on he says it, so it's an appearance on one of his farm of the Zohar, but Lamaisa the goyin is Apidarcha Apshat. It says like this: V'chibarta se'riyos isha lachoisa b'krosim v'ya mishkan echad. Stam amayim amuzger another ha'ara on the parasha. In Kalim, you find that miksha achas is a mile on the Kalim. The menorah is miksha achas. The aron is miksha achas. Everything had to be miksha achas. Miksha achas is a big mile in Kalim. In the mishkan, you already have. The Mishkan is rows and rows and rows of different yiriyos hooked together. The krushim are columns and columns and columns hooked together. So, I mean, technically, it just probably wasn't shaykh to have one long urea, so not for mizim. It wasn't, there's not no way to have one long eitz, al pidach hateva, and so on. But lemaisa, it's boilit. The chilek between, we said before, the chilek between the Mishkan part and the chilek of the Kalim part. In the Kalim, miksha achas is a big mila. In Urias, in Mishkan, Adrab, it's not. But the pasuk says, "V'chibartes Urias isha lachoisa bikrosim." You should hook it up. V'hoya Mishkan echad, the Mishkan becomes one. So the Goyen says, "Ika yichud liyachas atzmi lemata." A person has to be miyachad himself lemata, kidei sheyisha la vayichud amiti, so that the real yichud dwells on the person. There's no inyav yichud. If there's no yichud lamata, Hakadosh Baruch Hu's achdus cannot, Hakadosh Baruch Hu's yichud cannot be sheichen on Klai Yisrael. It says voya mishkan echad. The Ezra says kishehemidu hamishkan, when they put up the mishkan and they hooked up all the pieces, kol ha-chalokim nasu echad. All the pieces became one. V'chein Hashem echad. That's the Neven Ezra. And the Goyen says that that's the Pshat Neven Ezra, that the just like Hashem echad, you put together in Yonim, V'hoi Hashem l'melech ha'aretz, b'yemu yeh Hashem echad. And Chazal ask, what does it mean? Does Hashem is not echad? The Teretz is, in this world, it's pieces. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, the Mishkan is pieces and put together. That's what the Rebbe says. And the Goyen says that the Pshat is, when there's Yichud Lamata, it's Shayach to be Mashre, the Yichud Amiti. V'zeu pirish yesh klal uprat. That's the Pshat in klal uprat. HaKlal hu b'seichel u'machshave. Klal is in the world of seichel machshave. And every part of the prat includes in itself a chelik of the klal. When the pratim are not b'shleimus kulam, ein shayra lov klal, it's not shayach be klal on it, ki ha'etzem ein mischalik v'misbatel. Because atzmius can't be mischalik v'misbatel, v'doik v'tovin moit. So the Goyen here says, he's Megale here, a Briach HaTichon in a deep Havana in Inyanim of Torah and Ashras Ashkinas and so on and so forth. Let's explain it. Let's chew it up a little bit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many, many Hanhagas that come to us in many ways. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachum and Chanuner, Chapayim and so on and so forth. Those are all hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Midos of Yisparach. The Rambam says that's why the all of the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are listed in the Torah, to teach us that these are worthy midos of emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so on, Hashem Agdula, Vagvur, Vateferes, midos and midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each and every one is worthy of emulation. You need to emulate each one of his drachim. There's a mitzvah. Falachta bedrachov. Drachov is lashon rabim. HaKadosh Baruch has many drachim. And there's a mitzvah to go in each and every one of those drachim. That is a mitzvah's essay. That's really a klal of kol ha-Torah kula. Most of what's unwritten, unspoken, l'mashal, all of midas tovas that we talk about, are a key in v'lachta bedrachov. So there's a midah of chesed, and there's a midah to be mochiach somebody when you have to, and so on and so forth. There's another midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that says akol yochol v'kol olam yachad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to be kolel everything together. In other words, there's an hug of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that encompasses everything altogether. It has to be that way because it can't be that HaKadosh, the basis of Emuna is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. He's absolute one. And like the Rambam says, a unity that is not a federation of pieces. It's not a subdivision of one great whole. It's one in a unity that we can't imagine. That's the Sheirish of Emuna. And B'meila HaKadosh Baruch Hu is... it must in some way be megal himself to us that way. A lashon that is used by Kadmonim, that is also used by Chazal in a different way, is to be makif something. When you take something around, you are including all the pieces in one big whole. So, for instance, when a person takes, when a person puts a fence around a field, when the fence is finished, he's put everything into one place. It becomes one mako. In Shabbos, rishuyos are determined by mechitzos. When you encompass something, it becomes a rishus hayachid. That is, you've taken completely around and made one unit out of it. That is the oifin of placing a klal around pratim. So you have a very, very delicate intersection between two very differing inyanim. You have klal and you have a prat. The prat, the klal includes all the pratim, and yet it is greater than the sum of the pratim. If a person has a field with 100 bushels of, with 100 stalks of piles of wheat, that's not a klal, it's 100 bundles of wheat. If he puts a fence around it, he has a field. Lahalacha, when you damage somebody's field, you don't pay for the individual payers, you pay klap in a field. How much does the value of the field come down? The prat's bottled to the klal. If you damage payers that are in bags, then you pay for the payers. The klal is mafkia, the prat, and it stands as something in its own right. The Goyen says here like this. Let's give a mashal. A person observes physical phenomena, and he says, I've noticed 100 events in and they all come together as one klal. So each and every one of those events now becomes part of that klal. Every single object in the world that falls is part of the klal of gravity, and it ke'ilu does not have its own metzias. It's just an example of a greater metzias. Let's say in 100 instances, one thing doesn't fall down. So then my whole klal is bottled. If one prat doesn't stim, then the klal is bottled. If I bring one pircha, then even if it works in 99 places, it's bottled. So you have, the Goyen says, a relationship between klal and prat. When the pratim are not shleimim, it's not shaykh to have a klal, because distinction is not shaykh to klal. Klal is something that betzim is not shaykh to distinction, and b'meila it's above. It doesn't have a shaykhus. Then the whole thing falls apart. I can't say a klal that's true only 99% of the time. And b'meila there's no. It becomes pratim, and that's it. It looking for a new klal maybe. The minute all the pratim fit into place, then it's all an example of the klal, and then it becomes one, and the tsura of the prat becomes batel. And be'etzim, every prat is just an example of klal. So when I say apples fall down when they're let go, that statement is it's wrong. It's everything falls down when let go, and apples is only another type of the klal. It loses its own mitzvah, it's klap of the klal. That's the relationship between klal and prat. in Avodas, Hanhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes in a tzura that's makif, in a tzura that's v'koilom yachad. That Hanhoga is not readily visible to us, because if it were to be visible to us, everything would lose meaning. Toiv and Ra and Rishoyim and Sadikim and Avar and Hoive and Asid, all of the chilukim of that we talk about would become bottle. So the most immediate thing that we're aware of is the prote protim, each one as a prat. When the protim come together, v'chibarta zeirius ishala choisa bekrosim, that's when you have mishkan echad. That's the Evin Ezra, that's the Oymik Evin Ezra, and that's what the Goyen means. And we'll come back later for one more connection, the Goyen over here. The Mishkan is supposed to be the Tzura of the Vekas in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's supposed to be the Tzura Mitis of the way a world that's Dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks like. It consists of two Pratim. And the one is Kalim. And each Kli is a different Nakuda. There's Menorah, there's Shulchan, there's Mizbeach HaKtayres, there's Aron. Those are each Kalim. And Kalim are, each and every one is a different Inyan Mitzar Atzma, and it stays different. You can't bring, a carbon onto Mizbeach HaPnim, and you can't bring Torahs on Mizbeach HaChutz. And if you did either one, you did an aveir, not a mitzvah. Each and every single kli is very meyuchet for its tafkid, and its mitzias is a prat. Then there is the Mishkan, and the Mishkan is that which brings it all together. It's kolal everything. It's not just a mikra that, you know, listen, you've got to, you want to make mechitzas to keep out strangers, to give a little privacy, to chveswat. That's not like that. What you try to do is, what you're doing is, you're being makif all of them. You're taking all it around and making a klal out of the pratim. That's what the Mishkan part is. So the Mishkan part, the Kalim part, each and every piece is specific. Miksha Achas is a certain knach of being specific. It's very, very specialized. That's the gadlus, that's the chshivus of a kli. The chshivus of the makif is that it takes all the pratim and vehoya mishkan echot. By connecting each and every keresh, by connecting each and every urea, it becomes one. That's the metzias of that type of inyan that's makif everything. That is the two halakim of the Mishkan. Bias. In our language, in our understanding, a bias is the chelik, is the type of inyan that is mafkia prat and is chal ashem klal on it. There's a base av. A mishpacha is afka of the yechidim, and it becomes one. A bias is kolal, everything that's shayach to the bias. If a person is if a person is traveling, so Sunday is in one motel, Monday is in a second motel, Thursday is in a third motel. Each and every one is a different motel, and I was here, I am there, and I will be in the other place. But his home, he's shayach to his home, even if he happens not to be there. The home is kolal the person, because he's kolal in the house no matter what. The midah of a house is that it's kolal everything under a label of base av, of base, of bias. So therefore, if the person is not there, he's still in the house. This is his house. That's the mashal of the Mishkan that it says over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't be nifrat from Torah. So we asked, I mean, so what's the pshat in the mashal? Let's look at the mashal itself. So does the king mean to say that he wants to come along to wherever they are? It's hard to believe, because then kidnachas wouldn't be then, and it's very hard to believe somebody would want him. In the mashal, you don't want the king along. It's a different kanech. It's not that he needs a place where to stay. If he has an address over there, so to speak, then it's his house also. A person has a house where he lives, and he has a retreat, and he has an office, and he has a hideaway. A gvir has homes in a lot of places. They're all home to him because it's part of the bias. He happens not to be, it's not like a hotel where the minute you're not there, you're not there. A place that's called a bias is yours because that's part of the mitzvah of the bias. It's not just that you happen to own it. If you own a cow someplace else, it's your cow, but you're not near it. You're not part of the cow. The cow happens to be yours, but you're not part of it. In a bias, you're part of it. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. In the Pchina Maisis, Torah is Leiba Shemaim Hi. Torah is given to us. Physically, Torah, so to speak, is moved down to us. But in Pchina's bias, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still part of the household. In the Pchina of Lemaisa, Leiba Shemaim Hi. So when a person learns Lemashal, and a baskel comes out and says, you know, the halacha is like this and this. HaKadosh Baruch has no makom. Lo b'shamayim. Torah is here, not there. But when a person is learning, so shechina is b'soichai. When a person is learning, like it says, the different madregas, 1, 3, 5. There's ashuras hashechina there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down and he wants to hear what Yonis Ibn says this way, Avi Yosef says this way. The Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu stays in a pchina of bias, not in a pchina of specific makom. That's the mashal of the Kit Nachas. And that's also the pshat in the other Chazal. Ad Masei Eyem is Halich Bachutz. As long as a guest is in your house, only when he's there. If he's not there, when he's not there, he's outside. A person is inside when he's part of the household, no matter where he is. Ad onav es halach b'chutz means kolzman klal yisrael shaychus takarish baruch hu is only through the world of specific maisim and mitzvahs. Then when they're doing the mitzvahs, they're there. When they're not doing the mitzvahs, they're not there. They're not kosher HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mishalich b'chutz. I have to meet him. So just like when I meet a friend, I'm close with him. When I stop meeting him, when he goes off, there's a distance between us. But my wife, whether I'm together now in the same house or not together in the same house, it's still my wife. It becomes a bias, and a bias you're part of no matter what. In the sense of being makif, it makes no difference where you are or what you are. It's a pchina of a koilom yachad. So we have two inyanim of the Mishkan brought to Klal Yisrael two inyanim of Hashras Hashchina, two inyanim of Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's call it. One is the Kalim, the Olam HaMaisa, of specific Maisim, and a Doima, the Kirvet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through Maisa Keteris, through Maisa Mneira, through Maisa Lechem, through Maisa Karbonis Bachutz, and so on. Each and every one has its own special inyan. And two, the mitzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a makif. Svasemes says that if you take a look in the psukim, you count 13 different minim that went into the building. 13 is the gematria of echad. In other words, if you take echad and make pratim out of it, it adds up to one, and the pratim are 13. So the mitzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's The Mishkan is the Echa that comes from all the Pratim. It's the Echa that's above the Pratim, so to speak. But without the Pratim, you don't get the Klal. And if every Prat is not perfect, you don't have the Klal. And B'meila, you need to have the Pratim perfect. And then you see that the whole is much greater than the Pratim. So the Goyin is pointing out a very, very specific Nekuda here. With the first step is Pratim. And that really was the machloikis of Moshe Rabbeinu and Bezalel. Which should come first? Mitzad the Olam Asiya, mitzad people doing things, the prat comes first, and then you have the klal. Mitzad the way the things have to, mitzad the emes shaboy, the klal comes first, and the pratim come afterwards. The kelim are the particular tikkun. Each one is a specific maisa. Together, it adds up to a klal, and it becomes a klal kulit. I want to bring it a little bit down into our world, a little bit into the world of lemaisa, because the Goyen says here something that's very, very. He adds a one knetch that's very lemaisa in this whole inyan. When a person does mitzvahs, each and every mitzvah is a specific act. Each and every mitzvah is exclusive of the other mitzvahs. L'mashal, the Torah says when you give out the punishment, it says v'loy sochus. It says you shouldn't take koifa. There are plenty of mitzvahs where we're told that you're not allowed to have any rachmanis. When you go and kill out a malek, Shaul had vayachmol, that was wrong. Being mevaya ra requires an entire person committed to being mevaya ra. Doing toiv requires leisikam v'leisitar. You're not allowed to harbor one nekuda of resentment when you do it. Belev of sholem v'cholav avecha. Every single part of a person's asiya requires. It's a complete. The person needs to be completely dedicated to one midah, and therefore, any one mitzvah is an aberration, so to speak, of Torah. A mitzvah that's beikar is focused for one inyan is a specific inyan. In as much as it stands by itself, a person l'mashul who's very very frum in mitzvahs beralam l'makoyim, but he's a rusher when it comes on a chaver. He's not good hearted. That's a travesty because it's a distortion. Meirach gisa, a person who is. A person who is going, who is kol kula, he's been on l'chaveroi, but no been on l'makoy. A person who's very biased towards regish, and not towards seichel. Does everything with a lot of regish, but there's no real understanding, and so on. All of them are travesties. Just like Moshe Madav Adoyma, a person who's dressed in dirty clothing, or a guy is working in construction. And he's completely covered with dust and dirt and so on. It's not so presentable. A person wears a very nice suit, very clean. That's very nice. Let's say somebody is in a construction worker, and he'll say, you know what? I have to get ready for chasna. I don't have much time. I'll at least put on just a clean jacket. That doesn't help. In the tzura, having a pair of filthy pants is pagim. He's not dressed. It's not the pshat as well. At least I'm dressed halfway. There's no such thing. If the tzura klolis is if it's pagim someplace, it's pagim. So in the world of mitzvahs, each and every mitzvah in its own right is a tilt towards a certain inyan. When a person puts together all the pieces exactly, then the tzura that rises above it is beyond each particular piece. A person who does a lot of chesed is a good-hearted person. A person who's very zahir in yonei arayas is a kaddish. A person, all of these people have a label. When a person does everything, then the person is Betzel Malakim. He transcends any one particular point that we can point to, and it's a whole different Metzias. It becomes a tzura elokis rather than a chesed or a kaddish, whatever it is. It says that tzura of Yaakov is chokuk on Tavskis Yaakoved because Avram is a mida, Yitzchok's a mida. Since Yaakov is a klal, then b'meila it has a tzura that is above everything else. It's not just a specific mida, but it's the entire tzura of it. He transcends prat and becomes klal, and that's why the avonim became one even by Yaakov, because his metzias was something which transcended pratim and was klal. There are two ways to do it. In the Mishkan, that's what the Goyen says. In the Mishkan, you needed a place for all of Klal Yisrael to get together. So we asked, so just like a meeting hall, like Betzim Mishkan was 99% done, everybody had his little Mishkan by himself. But you need a convention for all the Mishkan people, so Mela. The Teretz says no. When is each and every member of the Klal a Klal? When they're all together in the Klal. If everything in the world that falls falls with the pattern of gravity, then everything in the world that falls is an example of gravity and not a Metzius B'fnei Atzmai. If one of them is a Yotze Dofen, then the whole thing falls apart. The Mishkan was Eretz Yisrael because in a macro form, and Mishkan in a more intense and more focused form is the meeting place of all of the pratim, that if when the pratim are miskanes together, it becomes a klal. Yaakov Avinu, when his children stood around him, that's when it was the klal kulay. That's when it was Yaakov Avinu. Shema Yisrael is when they were all standing around him. That is in a tzur of a klal. In a tzur of a prat, the Goyen says here, a klal hu beseichel umachshava. The Goyen here was Megalatos Asoid in Avoid the Pratis of a person. When a person does any mitzvah, the Kiyum is a Kiyum that is Pratistic. The Kiyum is a Kiyum that is specific. So a person who's in the middle of being Seikel, somebody's Mechal Shabbos, has a certain Midah, and it's called Kuli with that Midah. A person who's being osik and being zon and mefarnes an ani is it has a certain midah that's at work, and then the person is betzura a prat. The one organ of the person, the one chelik of the person that shayach to the world of klal is the seichel. Seichel is also interesting. Every single aver in the body, a hand works exactly mechanically the way a hand should work. The fingers, the blood goes, the nerves send signals, the muscles pull, the muscles push. It's the function is exactly the way it's set up. The mind is a the brain is a biological entity and it has biological chukim, but the das and the seichel, the tshera on the brain, is above it. We look as we mak of it. It's its base. If you chasashon pegea in the brain, the das is also nifkam. But having the brain complete is not das yet. Das is something, a projection that is beyond the basis of it. It's kind of the same thing like a hanhoga that's makif, and it's spoken in such lishanos. The seichel person is makif. The person's, if a person learns, it's shayach for him to then his mind contains simultaneously all the different halakim of Torah. A mashal, Ben Seira Meir, it says that lehoyav lenivra el dreish v'kabos char. What's the pshat dreish v'kabos char? There's a lack of things to learn. If there wouldn't be one perik and shas, Ben Seira Meir is a perik and shas. Fine. If you wouldn't have that perik, we'd be short on what to learn. What's the Jewish for Kabbalah Schar? We're lacking things, we're lacking Sfarim to be Jewish for Kabbalah Schar. The Teretz is, maybe as a Prat, we don't have it. But if a person doesn't deher ben Sayre Meir together with Merachim al Kol B'Yosef, then he's off. In the world of Klal, in the world of Das, where you have to be makif everything, ben Sayre Meir is one of those pratim has to be mukaf. And that's why if in the world of Seichel and Das, you need to have it all. In a yeshiva, you sit and learn, and certainly people understand learning in terms of the lemais of each prat. You learn specific halachas that are nogea. We understand that's important. You have to be able to do it. We learn because there's specific musa to on each prat. The person needs musa. We understand that. Learning itself is a maisa mitzvah, also emes. But it goes beyond that. Learning itself is the one chelik in a person that's keneged the mishkan, the chelik not of the kelim but of the bayis shepoy. The nekudas yuchedas of mishkan, that it's able to be makifol the pratim and thereby become bigger than a prat. The Rambam says, we always say it when we learn the Kesis, I think, the Rambam Moreh Nevuchim says that in the Valachta Bidrochav, not only is the mitzvah to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu specific on Haggis, which it is, but it's the mitzvah to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that just like everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, comes mitzad chochmosa yisparach. That it's part of the entire picture and not just this prat. The same thing, a person's maisim should come from seichel and not just the person got angry and he blew up, so it was mekane lashem. A person's heart melted, so it was mechasid. It has to come from central seichel, which, like the Goyen says here, is the chelik of person that's makif. When a person sits and learns, the thing he's looking for is to place into himself a sense of the completeness of Torah, of the entire hekev of Torah. It's the hard part of seichel is, the hard part of Torah is understanding chilukei deis and living with chilukei deis at the same time. Zeh mekach v'zeh mekach. This is true here, this is true there. In Olam HaMaaseh, we do one way. Our minhag do like this, our minhag do like this, our minhag do like that. We don't live with real steerers in Olam HaMaaseh. Olam HaSeichel lives with different aspects of it. Because Olam HaSeichel is the chelik of the person that becomes bigger than any one of the pratim. The difference, it's not just another dimension. It's an entire new chelik of Shaykh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If the ultimate goal is Vayah Hashem L'melech HaKol Eretz, Bayimu Yeh Hashem Echad, the Aven Ezra says that the Hashem becomes Echad when all the pratim are metukin, and then you get to the klal that's above it all. So a person's avodah includes specific maisa mitzvah, specific midas, specific anhagas, and as long as the chesronos there, you don't yet have the real picture of the klal. But as the person perfects himself in olam maisa, in specific maisim, he has to understand that Talmud Torah is kegel kulam. Talmud Torah is the chelik of Avodas Hashem, that is the kolol of everything. It's the krushim that are linked together. It's the yirios, that when you take all the different yirios and you link them together, that's the v'hoya mishkan echad. And it's the crowning achievement of a person, and it's be'etzem, that is the matara of it all. The matara of being metakin each prat is not to be left with a bag full of mitzvahs and ma'isim tovim. It's the big is the matara, the enclosure, the roof, the enclosure that is able to see it all as part of one thing. As each and every prat falls into place, the pratim begin to disappear, and we deher the klal kuloi, and that's the kol yachol v'chol lom yachad. Chance.